Good morning.
It's 8:45 a.m. on Wednesday, November the 1st, 2017, first day of Nenuremu. And I've already made 1,700 words today. Unfortunately, it's on the old book, not on the new book, so they don't actually count. But 8:45, I've already got the daily count for Nano, if they were. So, yeah, I need to double or triple that before the end of the day. Because I really need to get this book, at least a first draft of this book done, before I start to Nano. I thought about trying to write a different book alongside this one and thought, better. came to my senses. And there's still, I really only need about, to get 50,000 words, I really only need about 10 days of 5K. And during Nano, when everybody in the house is writing, when everything is focused on, okay, what's the least amount of things we can get by with outside of the house? Giving enough hours to do the words is a lot easier this month than it is at any other time during the year. But warm enough. Slip this into my pocket. Take the gloves off. Push the hood back. I'm not in the wind. It's actually quite warm. It's almost 60 degrees. But the wind is blowing rather strongly this morning. And it's not a warm wind. So yeah, it's the first part of the walk was kind of chilly, but I'm building up a little body heat. So yeah, this book is not going where I thought it was going to go. I don't know if I can keep the title, if I have to change the title. I don't know. So let's see, what do we got today? It's a Wednesday. I got to go back and remember to take in the milk the Milka de cheese. I've got to get some breakfast. Get my second breakfast going, because I am, as they say, tad peckish. I had my toast and peanut butter at 5. But that was not very much, and it was almost 4 hours ago now, so I'm ready for breakfast again. We're going to do oatmeal and cranberries this morning. I'm pretty sure you can hear those leaves blowing across the street. We had a lot of kids last night. I went through like 5 bags of candy. I think we're down to like 2 miniature Snickers bars. And that's about it. I had a couple pieces of candy, I have to confess I did. I shouldn't have. The sugar was not something I needed. The carbs were definitely not something I needed. But a peanut butter cup, too sweet by half. I really like peanut butter cups, but bag full like I used to. That would be difficult. That would be very bad. So I had a little treat. A treat for the day. Somebody else out for a 2-mile hike. I met this, there's a couple coming in the opposite direction. I met them going in the other way early. It's the hot pink sneakers. Smile. They seem a little friendlier on this end. Maybe they've got the endorphins running. Wind's blowing in the wrong direction. I can't smell Panera this morning, so that's a good thing, because the last thing I need right now is to let my stomach start to growl. I'm a little bit amazed at how hungry I am. Writing must be hungrifying or something. But I did. I sat down. I did some meditation around 5:45. I did a little wake up meditation. Got going at 6 o'clock. And it was like, it took me 2 hours to get 1,700 words. But they were chugging right along there for a bit. And it was time to get up and move around. I've been sitting there since 6. So it's time to move. Yesterday I got a fair number of words. I finished up 2 blog posts for Recommend Fiction Writers. One on influence versus engagement. And why you can't measure influence easily, because the actions, say it with me, blog post, the actions you're trying to measure your influence are seldom online. Ah, crap. Okay. Must have got a granny knot in there. Anyway, so yeah, the big influences that you want is to buy my book, and it's really difficult to say if they're buying your book because of something you've done, said, or they just heard about it through the grapevine, through a blog post somebody made last year, and also bought on a book you're not aware of. It could be anything. Oh, in other news, L.J. Cohen's Derelict got a BookBub ad for yesterday. And she's up in the top 100 on Amazon. I'm so pleased for her. A little bit jealous, but I'm also pleased for her. She's been trying to get traction for that series for so long. And while it's not great, it's still a really darn good book. And I really like the way she's working with the characters. I beta read for it years ago and still think it's a really damn good book. It's up to 4 books in her series, so getting the first one, I should have top 100. I think she's dropped down to 82 this morning, but that's a lot of books. That's going to be somewhere north of 500 or 600 units. Probably more. Close to 1,000 units over the 24-hour period. And if she can maintain that level, because it's easier to stay there once you get there, then that'll be a lot of people who get introduced to her series. And so even though her book is 99 cents, if you're interested in it, go grab it now, because I don't know when the price goes back up. It won't be very long. And it's a good introduction to her series, and a series I haven't read at all yet myself. For the first 2, I read the first 3. I think I've only read the first 2. First 2 were pretty good. There are people for whom this is not a good fit. Space opera people didn't like it at all. The Galaxy Ranger people that I mentioned it to were like, you know, seems kind of trite. Didn't like the plot. Okay. It's not for everybody. Technically, theoretically, I think she's pushing it as YA. Personally, I think that's a mistake. But she's doing it because of the age of the characters. Although the fourth book is about somebody who's really quite a lot older, so I'm not sure the YA moniker still holds. It's the same problem I have with with the shares, where technically, I suppose, quarter share. In fact, the first three are probably YA. They could probably fit into the YA niche. But I really, you know, I don't want to hold them up as YA and then have people complain because there are themes and scenes that are a little bit closer to new adult than YA. And YA, marketing a book as a YA is problematic. While probably the largest segment, the largest demographic that reads YA is older adults. A large segment of a small group is still a small group. That's one of the problems. That's one of the problems. Those are people who write children's books. People who write anything. If the base population is small, even capturing a significant portion of that population is still small. You could be the best poetry author in the world and have everybody who likes poetry buy your book, and you still wouldn't sell as much as your average science fiction author. Memoirs. Oh, God. There's so many people who are writing memoirs and they're wondering why they're not selling. It's like, well, you know, memoir, for somebody who's not a national name, for somebody who's not a famous person, a memoir is going to be worth about two books a month. Maybe five. That would be a pretty good fit. If you look at where the memoirs fall in terms of, look on Amazon and see what their Amazon rating is, and it's nowhere near the top 100. The number one book in memoirs is going to be maybe above 100,000 in terms of sales rank. Maybe. I don't know. I have to go look. But if that memoir is like, technically, I suppose the Hillary Clinton's latest, what is it, What Happened? That's a memoir. That's going to be, but that's not an indie memoir. It's pretty hard to get somebody more famous. Memoirs don't usually sell very much. Well, yes, but my life was interesting. It's interesting to you. One of the problems is that I think a lot of memoir writers think, because their view of the world is filled with wonderment, they don't really realize that pretty much everybody else's view of the world is likewise filled with wonderment. Which reminds me, I wonder if that lady who was so pissed off because Amazon wasn't showing her her sales, wasn't paying her for her sales, I wonder if she's come to release the comment that I left for her about how the relationship between Amazon and Ingram isn't what she thought it was. And I know I run the risk of mansplaining that one. But, you know, you can't have somebody tell you they sold a book. They bought your book, a paperback of your book, and then go to check your Ingram sales to see if Ingram reported the sale on that day, even in that month, and expect that it's going to show up. It's just not a reasonable expectation. I suspect a lot of people have that expectation. I suspect a lot of people have that issue, not understanding that it's not Amazon's relationship with Ingram. At any rate, here I am, hungry, tired, but at the back gate, the first day of NaNoWriMo. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.